Today's topic is on the school's first year of training and going from yang to yin, because the vast majority of people that will come in to the school are on the yang side as compared to a yin side, a more relaxed side. And the first year of training is all about teaching the student how to get their body to relax, how they're going to learn to do these lying down meditations that will change the way the stresses of life seem to throw at us in today's world. You get hit with stress on all sides, and it's through going through this type of a program that will really get you your joy back from life. That's all about what we're doing here in the school. It's teaching a person to tune in to the right kind of energy in the first place, and by doing so, they can learn a whole set of new types of techniques that they probably didn't even think were possible, but they're certainly possible, and our students learn them all the time and every day. What we do is start out in the right way doing this nerve fiber building exercise. What it does is starts moving the energy around your body if it has stagnated in any one area. By doing this particular exercise, it really gets all of the circulation back into really good flow, and the movement of the nerve fibers themselves, it starts getting them used to extra energy going through them. That is probably the biggest and hardest thing for most students to understand, that they can only build up in their own body a certain amount in any one day or any one week for that matter, and to do so only leads to overloading their own body and to bad side effects. We really try to avoid all the bad side effects that you can get from energy work and really try to get them to hone it down so that the only side effects they get would be really good ones and pleasant ones. When you do this type of a method right, you really do get the most pleasant types of side effects. I came from the martial art background. It was all about breaking bricks and breaking board, getting more and more power out of your body. So I can totally understand that some of our students come in and that's what they're about. They just want, okay, show me the power of the chi. They kind of think of this thing as a Superman thing. They don't really see it for what it really is. It's more of an electrical process. It's using biophotons, and that's what your body naturally puts out as chi, or this chi energy is really made up of biophotons. Biophotons act just like electricity does in a lot of respects. As you clump it together, they totally act like electricity acts that would be in your wall. So it comes out very hot and destructive. And what we try to teach people to do is how to cool these biophotons that we do put out down. Because if you can cool them down, you can do so many more things and accomplish so many more things with them. So if you can learn this precision that goes along with the method, you can get really good. One of the first things that you learn to do is to cool the energy down, to also make the energy feel good, or our tri-concept. And it really does matter whether you do this tri-concept or not. What we're really saying there is you multitasking. What we mean by multitasking is not only do you have to pay attention to this form of energy that you're going to be able to project, but you have to make that energy feel good, and you have to make it feel cool. So the first part of the concept is the form itself, the second is making it cool, and the third is making a good feeling. You put that together as a tri-concept. And we use that so that you're going to start learning to put the right kind of energy out that does make your body feel good. If you cultivate a lot of energy, or you have a system that does cultivate a lot of energy, it really can backfire on you very quickly as that energy gets really hot and destructive. You just want to get it out of your body because it's just causing you all sorts of problems. So the first year is all about the student to think about what kind of energy that they really do want to put out, so that you want to continue to build it up because it does feel good in the first place. We show people exactly how to do that in the school, and also how to lower the temperature of your body in the school, because there is this whole process that we take them through, and it takes about 30 days to get it down where you can literally on demand lower your own temperature. It's really important to learn because the exercises that are coming past the first year go way up in power. You're building up the size of the nerve fibers of the body. Do this in a way that you can just consistently build more and more energy up. You had to do it in a very precise way. Our first year is all about teaching the student that precision So being able to put out energy in this good feeling and cool way, where it's actually cool filling energy. If you were projecting energy at a person, they would physically feel it as a cool type of pressure and density coming at them, and it would have a good feeling to it. Because that's the thing about biophotons. These biophotons can hold up to 4 megabytes of your thought information. So if you're putting good feeling information in it and good feeling emotion into it, these biophotons can actually carry that and put off that type of emotion to anybody around you. And it's really easy to feel. Since it acts just like electricity does, the students that we deal with can feel us right over the phone, and it's so much easier to tune into a person that way. And most people don't realize this, but actually provide 3 free sessions with instructors so that they can get this training down and be the best that they can at it. Usually you take the first one after that first month. You make sure that you're tuning into everything right, and if you haven't got something up and working, then we help you get it up and working so that you can put out this cool chi rather than hot chi. We're all about getting you to a higher level when you go through a school like this, and to make your energy feel good when they learn these much, much stronger energy exercises in the second, third, and fourth year. Because by the fourth year, it's the difference between doing a nerve fiber building exercise and learning how circuits work is huge. It's night and day. You've literally gone up thousands of times in the amount of energy you're putting out. If you really want to be able to go to these abilities where you can do things that just seem impossible, then it takes a certain amount of precision in order to be able to do that. Your whole system inside you, your nervous system, is electrical. So it moves around these biophotons very efficiently, very well. And if you do these flow patterns that we teach you in the school, then you start learning to build them up in really physical ways. By the end of the third year, most of our students can literally put out a form enough of chi that they can actually contract a person's muscles out. Like if you took a energy down a person's arm or their leg, they physically see where it would be popping up the muscles in different places on the leg or the arm as you would bring that energy through. Now, that's a lot of energy. And that's strictly just even after the third year. In the fourth year, the energy goes way up. As you take the instructor courses, it's a huge difference. If you're going just through the first year of school, you're not going to normally the extreme ability level. Although some people would say, well, it's kind of extreme that you can feel through a closed container, or you know, you can move a drinking straw around in a closed container, or you can feel collars blindfolded, or a host of the other things, like bend a spoon or something like that. Some people think those are like extreme abilities, but them are not the type of extreme abilities that we're talking about that you can go to if you go through the entire school. This literally will lead to a radical change in people since they can physically feel this projection of chi in a real way. And you can feel yourself build it up all along the way. So it doesn't plateau. You just have to do these small things that we're showing you to do and do them consistently. The other thing is it doesn't take a long time. If you're willing to put in about 30 minutes a day, you can get really good at this where people will be able to physically feel your chi. And it won't take very much time in order to do that. A lot of people would say even in the first few months, they learn that ability to project chi strong enough for other people to feel that. It really gets you thinking about doing the energy right that first year. When you start learning all these different topics about how you deal with other people, and it's on this pheromone level, simply by cooling your energy down, you can cool down your pheromones so that they're always on this attracting side. There's so many things that you can stack the deck in your favor when you know that this is the way your energy works and that you're putting out the right kind of energy. It really can help a person in every walk of life simply by learning the first year of our school. Again, you don't really get into the power of the energy exercises until that second, third, and fourth year. And it really is because you have to learn the good feeling and cool in order to be able to almost survive the other parts of it without just going through a really rough roller coaster ride. It's important that you learn that cool process and that you make energy feel good. And we do everything we can so that that student is able to do that in our school. That's the main thing I wanted to go over is this seminar on that first year of training and what it's about It's taking a person who's usually on the yang side and bringing them over to the yin side so that they can go up to the mountaintop. So, thanks.